This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this special weekend. It was December of 1990 that we started the show, so we're starting our 28th year of this program. On our show this week, Sarah Brightman, Grammy Award-winning singer. Beautiful voice she has. She's going to be joining us. Ted Danson and Kristen Bell from The Good Place, now in its fourth season at a new time. The King of Hearts is a band that is phenomenal. We'll have its founders, Tommy Funderburk and Bruce Geitsch, joining us. Then later on, we're going to talk about pet insurance with Jenny McNaughton. There's 100 things that Elvis fans should know with the book Jillian Gar. This Tuesday will mark the 84th anniversary of the birth of Elvis Presley. We'll be talking to Jillian, Casey Armstrong with a book called Simply Amazing, and Jack Nerad about car care. And that's all coming up with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
That is deep from the mountain so high. If you want to see God, you've got to move on the other side. You stand up there with your head in the clouds. Don't try to fly, you know you might not come down.
And we are back, live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today, and that is one of the most beautiful voices in our business today. This is a voice from heaven, part of a brand new CD out right now called Him. Joining us right now, Sarah Brightman. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing marvelous now that you are here. And I meant what I said. You, by far, have the most beautiful soprano voice. It comes from heaven. I don't know how you got it, but, boy, you got to thank the heavens above because it is sensational.
Believe me, I do thank the heavens above. I mean, I've had a wonderful career, and I feel very grateful and lucky for it, actually. I know it's a lot of hard work, but that doesn't matter because there's always a beautiful result in that I seem to be making people happy. So I feel good.
Well, you should feel good, and we thank you for feeling good because you're making us feel good. Now, before we start talking about the new CD, which I'm fascinated with, Sarah works so hard. She started a South American, Mexico, and Puerto Rican tour in November, and that it ends on January 26th. Then on January 30th, a North American tour that takes her all the way through March. And these are like a day apart. How do you do this, Sarah?
Between my tours, I have a lot of time. time in between. Sometimes, you know, I don't tour for about 4 years. In that time, I'm able to obviously do my work on my next album and do a little bit of promotion. But the thing that I have most is time to actually work on my voice with different vocal teachers. At the end of the day, apart from the metaphysical, the heavenly part of the voice, there's the physical part of the voice.
Sure.
It is a muscle. The only way I can put it is if somebody works really, really hard in the gym with trainers, continually working on something physically, obviously at the end of that, they're going to be quite powerful and they're going to be able to sort of go and run a marathon or do whatever they're doing. Well, it's a little bit like that with a voice. So I have that time in between to become vocally powerful, very strong, know exactly what I'm doing with the music that I'm going to sing for so many concerts. So that's kind of how it works, why you design the strength for it. Afterwards, I'm a mess for a while, and it takes me a long time to sort of recuperate, but it's the only way I can do it, really, to get out and perform for people in that way.
Whatever you're doing, boy, don't stop doing it. Now, this new CD, Him, this is an amazing look at this new station in life for you. This has no traditional religious songs, has very uplifting songs, and took 2 years to record. You did this in Hamburg, Miami, London, Vancouver, Los Angeles, New York, and Budapest. Why did it take all those cities to put together this great piece of art?
Because I was working on lots of different things at that time, and I was working with some different vocal trainers, and so they were dotted in different parts of the world, and other things that were coming into my life. So actually, I sort of looked at the positive, because sometimes travel isn't so great for the voice, and actually doing it in different places, I've actually added different textures to the song, in that, for example, there's one piece, I think it's Better as One Day, that I recorded with two choirs. One was a Christian choir in Los Angeles, and the other one was a very kind of British choir that I worked with in Abbey Road. We mixed the two kind of types and textured voices together, and it actually made a very interesting sound, because both choirs had a totally different sound.
Sure.
So that in itself made the album actually more interesting. As I said, there were lots of different reasons why I needed to travel at that time, but in the end it actually was a good thing for the album.
Tell us how the collaboration between you and Frank Peterson came about on this, because you had kind of laid back a little bit and he wanted to really coach you into doing this. Tell us how that all came about, Sarah.
I'd come off the out of the space program. I was in the middle of Russia training to be a cosmonaut for a long time, and I'd sort of been in and out of the training for about, I don't know, probably about 4 years, and I decided to come out of it for all sorts of reasons, and I needed to collect myself and get myself back into the world, get myself back into being Sarah Brightman, the singer. And I found a little house on a beach in a hot place to go and stay in and get myself together. And I asked an opera singer friend, who's also a vocal coach, if he'd come and work with me, which he did. And for many months, we just worked on my voice, on music, on getting everything back into running again. And Frank called me, my producer, and said, you know, I do think that you need to start recording again and doing things. You're in a good place. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to work with human beings' voices, lots of them, not just mine. So we started working on researching all the choir songs and choirs and what my voice, how my voice would fit into various pieces that had been worked for choirs and instrumental pieces. And after 2 years of research, we came up with the sort of songs and the ideas for him and just started to work. So that's why it took a while to do the album. And it was a different way of working for me, but it was actually a very, very beautiful journey, because I experienced lots of things through the research and found out stuff I didn't know. And it resulted actually in a very, very positive piece of work, not only in listening to the album, but the tour. I've just done the South American part of the tour, and the audiences are rocking in there. They just are going crazy about the look of this, the sound of my voice, everything that's happening. happening in there. So I'm really, really looking forward to getting to North America and doing this, because I think audiences are going to enjoy it.
I tell you, you do a lot of dates here where we originate our show in Orlando, and I'm going to be at several of them. Now, you brought up a subject here that was very interesting to me about wanting to be launched on a future orbital space flight at the International Space Station. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, you have a voice from heaven. Apparently, you're getting want to get closer to it to see where it actually... How did you get interested in that, Sarah? I mean, that is so diverse from what you are known for and your talent.
Well, I was a child of the 60s, and, you know, when you're like sort of 8 years old and you're watching the first man land on the moon on your TV set, it opened up all sorts of possibilities in my little brain at that time. And I started to concentrate more on my work, my dancing, my singing, all the things that I was doing there, because I kind of understood from it, and what I took from it is that actually you can be brought up in a little town outside of London, and the perspectives are nice, but you don't quite know where anything's going to take you. Suddenly I thought, actually, I can do anything. These people, they've managed to do that. They've managed to get, you know, a craft to the moon and human beings. So we can all do wonderful things in life. So it changed my perspective on things. From that time, I did have a complete fascination for space. I didn't necessarily want to go there because I didn't know that one ever could, really. But the opportunity came up much later in life. And I went for all the exams and tests, half thinking, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I'm not that great at math, and I won't be physically strong enough, mentally strong enough. And I passed everything with sort of really high marks. So I thought, well, there's something in this. So I went further and further until I found myself training as a cosmonaut and getting through all my tests again. So I was obviously a natural at it. It was a kind of a little bit of fate there, fascination, a little bit of need, a mixture of things that I ended up in that position.
You are such a talented lady, Sarah. I really mean this. The new album is out right now, Him, and we can go to your website and check all the dates that you're going to be now in North America starting on the 30th of January, right?
Yes, that's right.
Sarah, this has been a real treat for us. You are a talented director.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
Really, it's really. And Time to Say Goodbye is a tearjerker that I could listen. I listened to it before we went on the air. What a gorgeous song. And you are a gorgeous and talented lady. And please come back and join us again.
I will. And that was a lovely interview. Thank you so much for asking me lovely questions.
And I hope that when you're in Orlando, I'll come backstage and say hello to you.
Please do that.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a talent. Sarah Brightman. Her new CD is out right now, Him. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one teabag at a time.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segee today. I'm very excited to have our next two guests with us. They are terrific talents. In fact, one of them has been on our show in the past, but, you know, it's always nice when he comes back, and he has done that along with the talent of Kristen Bell, Ted Danson. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Ted?
Very excited to be talking to you about our show, which we truly are more than usually excited about.
Because we're underqualified to be a part of it. Everyone else on the show is smarter than we are, and that's a thrilling group to be around.
Yeah, really. We have this great head writer, creator, Mike Shore, who's just brilliant.
And because of the success last fall, it's back Thursday nights at its new time, 9:30 on NBC. I'm talking about the show that's called The Good Place. Now, where did the idea of this come up? It's a very clever idea. You're in the afterlife. For some reason, your character, Kristen, shouldn't probably be in the good place.
Yeah, it's a kernel of an idea that Mike had. You know, he's done Parks and Rec and The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he just stepped outside the box and let himself daydream and said, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing? And every single part of our existence, every action had a ripple effect, and it was all tallied, and you either got to go upstairs or downstairs. We call them the good place and the bad place. Basically, my character is the first clerical error that was let into the good place.
I'm the architect of this particular neighborhood in the good place, and I'm middle management. I'm really, when things start to go awry, I am way over my head, and I just kind of fall apart. What's really fun about this show is each episode you are so delighted and surprised by the direction it takes.
Because we're not bound to reality at all, you know? Gravity doesn't have to exist if we don't want it to. In the afterlife, literally anything is possible, and we have a great CG team that shows us this whole Alice in Wonderland aspect of the afterlife. And it's really filled with all these great, great people, and my character is sort of the one
squeaky wheel.
Yeah,
squeaky
the wheel. One wrench in the gears.
Take place in an environment that looks like the current life?
Well, it's you know, it looks like the most astounding version of where you are right now. But then all of a sudden people are flying over your head. We don't just talk about being in the afterlife. We have this visual effects department that actually shows you that we are someplace else. This is not Earth.
It does look like a perfectly serene, utopian sort of European town, and our sort of town center in the neighborhood where people stroll and pick out the food they want to cook, whatever they actually enjoy doing. And our local drugstore is called Your Anticipated Needs. So it's really just set up to be the most perfect of all perfect existence.
Do you run into some people that we knew here and like famous people, like maybe the coach, you know, Sam Malone?
That's funny. We do mention real people upon occasion. We haven't seen any yet.
But our creator has decided that in order to make it as funny as possible, my character, who's very average, would have to be among the cream of the crop. So he's decided that about one in every 500 people have gotten into the good place. So only if you really, really had an intensely positive influence on the world around you, you are allowed to have bliss for eternity. And unfortunately, everybody else goes downstairs and is tortured for the rest of time. We do make jokes that pretty much all artists
did not make it.
You did not make it.
Our mandate is to make you laugh. You will be surprised and delighted, but it is about what it means to be a good person, that everything you do in life has a ripple effect that creates some amount of good or bad in life. In our particular version of the afterlife, there's a point system where, depending on whether you're creating good or bad out there in the universe, only the cream of the crop, like Kristen said, get to come.
How come the clerical error wasn't fixed right away? It must be a lot of red tape there.
It's a very complicated system. I don't want to go into it right now.
Well, Ted is middle management.
I blew it.
He doesn't have all of the power. And basically, there was one tiny mistake in his paperwork of who he let in. And that mistake is 5'1½", blonde and sexy.
Well, it sounds like a great mistake, Ted.
Oh, I picked a delicious mistake, Ted.
Good work. You know, both of you bring so much to the table on this. I mean, Ted, a Golden Globe and Emmy Award-winning actor with, of course, 11 seasons with Cheers. We could go on and on and on. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Becker, the list is endless. And, of course, Kristen, you are in the same position with the comedy The Boss, Bad Moms, Lifeguard, Big Miracle, Off-Broadway with Reefer Madness. Because you've both done drama and you've both done comedy. You had a see this as something you could really sink your teeth into because it's not the typical story.
It's the most bizarre pitch I've ever gotten. Mike Schur, our brilliant creator, started out saying, okay, everybody's dead. And I said, go on. He thought outside the box. He really let his weirdness daydream, and he thought, what if life were a video game we didn't know we were playing? And there was a point system. So he's created this world where everybody is sent to different neighborhoods you know will be enjoyed with your specific personality. And what if there were an error? What if there were someone who wreaked emotional havoc on everyone around them in this perfect utopia?
I bet you if you just read it, it would be very difficult to follow. Good thing they got Ted Danson and Kristen Bell interpreting it.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Both Kristen and I signed on without seeing the script because the reputation of Mike Schur and this crazy, wonderful idea. We both basically said yes in the office. It was like, yep, we're in. So we didn't even read the script.
I think so many shows now are outside the box. People want unique ideas, and I think NBC is really supporting Mike's weird, brilliant, mad ideas.
I was telling Ted earlier, I was vacationing in St. Louis with my sons. You talk about binge watching. I watched like 40 hours of Cheers and seen it a million times, but still laugh to this very day. I think it's like Lucy. It's never been off the air, has it, Ted?
Yes, in some form or another. I think that's true. Hey, I know we're selling a show, so it's suspect, whatever we say. But this is one of the most delightful and surprising shows I've ever been on.
Very seldom do you see a show that has a comedy message to it, has a life message to it, and takes place in the afterlife. I think you've hit all three items that have never been hit before, guys.
It is bizarre. The show is definitely a wild ride, and it's kept us interested, so we believe the audience will feel the same.
I like what Ted said about signing up before he even read the script. Boy, that takes a lot of guts, I tell you.
I have to correct that a little bit. I also knew that Kristen was interested, so that went a long way for me as well.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, Ted. You got good taste. Thursday nights on NBC, it's entitled The Good Place, and it stars Ted Danson and Kristen Bell. Kristen, Ted, you're a great guest. Would you come back and join us?
Yes. Nice.
We'll be there.
Okay, great. Ted, Kristen, thank you so much, and good to have you back on the show again.
Thank you.
Ah, what a great set of guests. Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. The Good Place is the name of the show, and because of its success last fall, now embarking on its fourth season, Thursday nights at a new time, 9:30 on NBC. Check it out. By the way, this show is the start of season number 28 of doing a nationally syndicated radio talk show. So we're very excited this weekend, and there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security and keep everyone happy. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I can see people running and I heard gunshots and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is in Iowa campaigning for the 2020 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
you're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segee today, and that music is the music of our next two guests. I tell you, it's good stuff. King of Hearts is the name of the group. Joining us right now is its founding members,
Tommy Funderburk
and Bruce Geitsch. Hi, Bruce. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, congratulations on going into the studio and, you know, bringing back the music that so many times us in the entertainment business failed to be able to create an interest in the general public, but you guys are doing it, and I congratulate you for it. Tell us about the project. I know it's something that's been long in the making.
Thank you, Ron. So, Tommy, you tell them.
Well, Ron, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I really appreciate the opportunity. You know, Bruce and I have had the fortune to have a long career in the music business as songwriters and artists, making records for ourselves and other people. You may have heard a lot of our music on the radio, singing with people, playing with people, or songs that we've written during the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
If you like Richard Marx, if you like Peter Cetera, if you like Pat Benatar, if you like White Snake, to a bunch of people, we performed and sang on dozens and dozens of number one songs. But we also have had a band called King of Hearts for a number of years, kind of our pet project. We have had a number of albums that we've released overseas and in the United States. We kind of took a hiatus for a while. I kind of took my eye off of writing and stuff, and Bruce kept saying, Tommy, when are we going to finish this record? So
yeah, we started a record, you know, like 30 years ago.
Not quite that long.
Sorry, 25.
Well,
and
we've had it
almost done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Writing, so we've got a lot of new songs, a lot of stuff, and I think we both appreciate a certain type of music. A lot of people might consider themselves baby boomers or fans of baby boomer music, and I think a lot of us would say that generation of the 60s, 70s, and 80s offered the world a lot of great music, from the Beatles to Zeppelin, on and on.
It's played all the time, you know.
That's
right. Radio stations are playing that more than anything else.
The problem with this business, and you and I both know it, it's ever-changing, the music business. It's not fair sometimes to the artist because, for example, Tommy, you founded Sovereign Artists, which is your own label, because so many times a good group, and I mean fantastic groups, will lose their record company because they just don't want to put the money into them anymore, and it's not fair to the consumer because there's, as you said, so much good stuff out there. I mean, you were involved with Eagles, Boston, Michael Jackson, Airplay, Motley Crue, Pat Benatar, big names, and then you turn around and say, why isn't there a market? There is a market.
There's a huge market, yep.
The music industry has never been one to really understand technology initially.
Right.
I mean, if you go back through history, the music industry even fought radio because they thought, well, if people can hear it on the radio, why would they come to see it play live?
Right. Why would they buy it?
So there's been challenges, but I guess the greatest challenge that the industry never understood and still is grappling with today is when people can download music off the internet for free.
Sure.
File sharing. And that really hurt the music industry. But at the same time, it opened up another channel of people. So we recognize that people that love Eagles, if you like Don Henley, you might like a Journey, you might like Toto. If you like that kind of music, some people call it classic rock. Baby boomer generation has not gone away. It's just that the way that people consume music has changed.
Yeah.
A lot of baby boomers are not downloader fans. They don't stream a lot. They care about physical product. We've been able to find a whole host of audience, a lot of fans out there that kept saying to us on Facebook and social media, please finish this record, make that record. We like your singing, we love your songs, we love your playing. Would you finish that record? So here we are.
Here you are. Now, the new CD is called California. Great songs, great players. I mean, you got Timothy Schmidt from the Eagles, Peter Cetera, and Robert Lamb from Chicago, a good friend of ours. You got Keith Carlock from Steely Dan and Toto. I mean, you got some major league players. And I saw online the video, gentlemen, of the Addiction Sound Studios that is located in Nashville. What a studio that is. Boy, I tell you, with great musicians in that facility, this has got to go right to the top. I'm in far as sales are concerned. That's a fantastic layout.
Yes, it is. And it's owned by the keyboard player from Journey.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious that, you know, we're going to get to work in his studio.
Right.
It's a private studio. We're just lucky that we knew them and we can get in.
Let's go back for a while. You got that fantastic studio. I always like to talk about the days when these great hits were done on a two-track machine where you could do it fantastic, but the bass player was off and you had to go do it again. That's why there were 99 million takes. But this thing here, the nice part about this is that you are doing it with all the musicians there. You're not laying down the tracks and then adding the vocals later. You're doing it all at one time. I mean, so if there's a problem with the lead guitar, you can go back and just redo that part, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Ron, I have had a relationship with Glenn Campbell. Glenn was a neighbor of mine in Malibu for a number of years, and Glenn used to talk about the Wrecking Crew.
Yep, oh sure.
And sessions, and so, you know, the Wrecking Crew did so many albums. If you heard all the Beach Boys, Strangers in the Night, Frank Sinatra, they played that music. They were the ringers that came in and made it sound great. It was the sound of California mostly. Bruce and I were kind of fortunate to kind of become that next generation of the Wrecking Crew. We played on all the records and sang on all the records, so we were kind of the sound. If you like the sound of Whitesnake, the sound of stuff, so sometimes that's us singing and playing and arranging. We appreciated the way that people used to do it. We kid today that people used to be more talented than maybe some are today, and I'd say that's true. Look, you used to, when you're Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Frank Sinatra, you walked into the studio, you sang the song, it was beautiful, you were happy to get the performance.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pressure to deliver and a lot of creativity that went down. You had to be able to command your post, do it, perform, live large, and you couldn't screw up because then everybody would have to do it again.
Right, that's
because,
what I'm saying.
Like you said, Ron, you go into two-track. If the trumpet player just blats one note, take 47.
That's right. Boy, there's no doubt. You know, I used to love those outtakes, you know.
Peter Cetera told me that back when the band used to cut live in the beginning, he said they would do hundreds of takes because there's so many guys in the band. You know, there's three horn players, guitar player, bass, drums, percussion sometimes, and a singer.
Yeah, so, oh, that's right.
All the early records were live. There's something missing when you don't do it that way. Do it that way, everybody's excited. And you can tell.
It's almost like a stage performance at that point. You go in and do it the tracks, it loses a lot of enthusiasm in it. Are they all going to be original songs on this new CD, California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have funded this in a very unique way by kickstarting it with the social media.
Yep. We began to think, you know, we had choices. Do we want to go back to the record label system? And for many people, the record labels have created a lot of superstars and generated a lot of money. Unfortunately, most of the money generated went to the record labels, not the artists. The music business has changed. We don't consider ourselves to be the flavor of the month anymore. It seems like the music industry is looking for the next 13-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't rap, so you know, it was two strikes against us. So we thought, why don't we go another route and not look to the system to try to form us, but go to our fans. Let the fans tell us what they wanted, how they like it, and see if they'll support us. It's been a smashing success. We started with Kickstarter. That raised the initial amount of money to go into the studio and record the album. And we're going to continue on with an Indiegogo media platform, raise some promotional money. And the idea was that we announced that we're in the studio with these great players, and then we're going to give everybody a chance to be rewarded for participating. There's kind of albums and T-shirts and giveaways. I think Bruce even offered up his guitar. Someone bought Bruce's, one of his guitars. Yeah.
Hey, guys, when is the album going to be done? Because we want to have you back on the air and chat about all the songs.
So we're hoping that we can get this thing done by the middle of March. Again, it depends on if the fans really show us the way and help us a little bit with some marketing stuff. We'll have this thing available March, April.
We're going to do a concert in L.A. when the record's done. So you got to come, Ron. We'll send you an invitation.
Oh, that'd be great.
So a lot of the people that are on the record, the stars, are going to come and sit in. It's going to be an all-star event. We're going to try to get all the people that helped fund it to come. I think it would be a wonderful way to thank the fans.
King of Hearts, Tommy and Bruce are going into the studio in January, and then as soon as you're done, come on back and let me know. I'll come out and emcee this gig when you do it in March, all right?
You'd love to. Listen, we got to save a spot for you to some background vocals. Come on, we got to work together.
Oh, hey, man, I'm in. Give us the website now that we can go to learn more about California and the resurgence of King of Hearts.
You check us out on Facebook, the band King of Hearts. You can find us on Facebook and social media. We also have kingofhearts.com. Check us out.
Good. I wish you all kinds of luck. I'm glad that you're back, and I know that you're going to be back for a long, long time.
Thanks, hey, Ron.
Thanks, guys. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dogs out!
Hold it!
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, believe me when I tell you, I really want to talk to our next guest because this is something that I personally feel is extremely important. She's from the USAA, which, of course, is an organization that's going to provide the pros and cons of pet insurance. And while something that you don't want to think about, every pet owner should consider it, joining us right now is Jenny McNaughton. Hi, Jenny. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Great to be here.
Well, I am a big proponent of this because in my studio right now, next to me, is my little poodle that just turned this past December 12th, 18 years old, okay? and he's up there. But, you know, we've been very fortunate over the years not getting involved with big, big money. And you really can when it comes to doctor bills for pets. I mean, people will sometimes go without medical help for themselves, but will never question medical help for their cats and dogs.
Absolutely. And coincidentally, I'm here in the studio with my Chihuahua, Abby, so she came to work with me today.
I never question. They say it's $199. You say, okay, do it. If it's $500, you say, do it. I see a statistic in front of me, and I can kind of relate to this because I have a friend of mine who did this. A cancer treatment for a dog can easily run $5,000. Surgery to fix a torn ACL from a bad jump off the sofa, $3,500. This is big money.
It absolutely is. And pet insurance is a really easy and affordable way to protect your family's finances and make sure that your pets can get the care that they need.
Now, when is the best time to buy it, and what kind of a physical exam is needed to get it?
Yeah, the earlier the better. There are plans available for puppies and kittens, so if you have a new animal coming into your house over the holidays, that's available. But if you have an adult dog or cat, there's also plans available for them as well. The first thing you're going to want to consider is having that basic accident and illness plan. That's the first step. The second thing you're going to want to look at is deductibles and reimbursement amounts. So depending on your budget, you'll want to consider that. And then the last thing is wellness. And so that covers those annual visits to the vet plus any immunizations that they would need.
What is the age that is probably, like just like humans, probably not wise or maybe not even attainable for insurance? At what point do they say, well, you're just too old?
Yeah, so as a dog ages, obviously they're going to be more likely to have an illness. So there is no limit, but the coverage will get more expensive as your pet gets older.
Can you buy it at any age then if you want to pay the premium?
Yes, as long as your dog is not already ill. So yeah. That's really the key, is to get the insurance when your pets are still well.
So age doesn't make a difference. It's wellness that makes a difference.
Yes, it does make a difference. So pre-existing conditions, so if your dog's already ill, that's not going to be covered in that first year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to get that coverage early.
Okay. Now, the statistic I have in front of me, 44% of American households have a dog, 35% have a cat. If you combine that together, that's like, you know, almost 80% of the population has some kind of a pet in their house, and that doesn't include a parakeet or an alligator or whatever the case may be. So now, with those statistics at hand, a lot of times people will have to be forced to consider what you call an economic euthanization because they cannot afford the insurance or the doctor bills to correct the matter. That happens, I assume, more than not.
Yeah, well, it's all up to the family's finances and whether they would be able to afford the treatment for their pet. And certainly that would not be what you would want to do. You don't want finances to come into that decision about taking care of that important member of your family.
Yeah. You know, when this first came out a few years back, I heard a lot of silly comments, jokes about it. You know, insurance for your dog and your cat, what's the world coming to? But when you really come down to it, it is an extremely practical thing to do. Now, this coverage of your pet even goes to people that, like in the military, that's stationed overseas, correct?
Right. So even if you have a dog overseas, your dog can be covered there as well, which is really important for our military members.
Is it basically accepted by all veterinarians, or do you have to, like humans, have an HMO or something of that nature?
No, one of the great things about it is you can go to the vet of your choice.
Oh, really? So they're kind of universal. And can you give us an idea of what maybe a premium might be? Let's say a three-year-old dog in good condition, just out of curiosity. Because I would assume that it might even, you know, kind of base it on the breed of the dog, too, would it not?
Certainly. So your premium's going to be based on the breed of your dog, the age of your dog, and what coverages you choose, what deductibles, and how much coverage you want. But an average premium is $40 a month. Some are more, some are less than that. But that's a good ballpark figure.
Let me tell you something. That's an outstanding figure when you consider what one doctor visit, even for a physical or some shots. Does it cover the maintenance? I mean, or does it have to be an illness? In other words, can you go in there and have some preventative maintenance being taken care of, like the shots and, you know, the annual checkup?
Yeah, so that's certainly an option that's available. So there's an illness and accident part of the insurance, and then there's an optional wellness part. Uh-huh. So if you purchase that wellness option, you'll get those annual checkups and your immunizations covered by the insurance.
Somebody told me to ask you, what are the top 10 military pet names? Can you tell me what that is? I've never thought to ask that question.
Yeah, we thought this would be a fun thing to go out and survey our members about what did they name their dogs and cats. And we expected them to be, you know, those tough military names. But actually, the top name is Bella, which means beautiful.
And my son has a German Shepherd named Bella.
Yeah, very, very popular name. Luna is the second most popular. And Charlie, good old solid Charlie, that's the most popular male dog name or male cat.
Okay. Now, my little poodle next to me is named Presley. What is your dog next to you today?
Her name is Abby.
Abby. Okay. That's okay. That works. Where can we go for more information, Jenny? Because, as I mentioned in the introduction, I really think this is important and economically sensible.
Yeah. The best place to go to get more information is USAA.com/pet insurance.
Okay.
Tons of great information there.
And as you mentioned earlier, most veterinarians do take this insurance, so it's something that you're not going to buy and then find out that it's not accepted at your doctor's office.
You can go to any vet you want.
Okay. Hey, Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. And this is very, very interesting, very important, and it's a way to keep your dog or cat or whatever fuzzy friend you have in the house healthy without breaking the bank. So, Jenny, thanks for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Our guest has been Jenny McNaughton. She is the representative of USAA, and we are talking about pet insurance for your cats and dogs. It's a smart move to do that. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days.
days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour. What a talent. Sarah Brightman, Ted Danson, and Kristen Bell. From the King of Hearts, Tommy Funderburk and Bruce Gysich, and Jenny McNaughton. Next hour, author Jillian Garr will be here. She's penned the book, 100 Things Elvis Fans Should Know and Visit Before They Die. Elvis would turn 84 years old coming up on January 8th this week. KC Armstrong, he's a radio announcer. He was with Howard Stern for a while. He's got a book called Simply Amazing. He'll be joining us. And then we're going to talk to another radio host, and he talks about cars. And it's Jack Nerad. And that's all coming up with Ron Sedgy today. So stick around.